It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 4th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Who is tech? It's a question we'll be asking regularly as we explore diversity in the tech world. Our focus this week is women in tech. And in recent days, some of Silicon Valley's most powerful have been making headlines. Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg has her new book on sparking a social movement in tech. And there's Yahoo's boss Marissa Mayer's controversial ban on employees working from home. To start the week, Marketplace's Silicon Valley reporter Quina Kim has this overview.
The atrium of the Zynga building in San Francisco is a huge sunlit space. It's filled with ping pong tables, pool tables, arcade games, and right now, a big group of guys is in a fierce foosball match. Zynga is a social gaming company that created Farmville. And I'm here to interview Sukrita Hadoria, a software engineer at Citrix. It's one of the many tech companies renting space here.
They're all guys playing, right?
Why is that?
You know what? I actually don't understand it because I love playing these games.
Hadoria says that if she asked to play, the guys would be cool about it. But let's face it, she's not going to do that. And she can't say exactly why. But when I press her...
I think it's more that no one wants to go in a place where they're a minority.
It's very complex why there aren't more women in industries like tech.
Kelly McAleeny is a professor at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. She says while there are exceptions, women in tech aren't facing the kind of overt discrimination of past generations. It's more about attitude, and that's really squishy. McAleeny tells a story about a friend who was applying for a position at a startup. When her friend was asked to submit a salary request, she got this response.
Wow, you're really overvaluing yourself as a female. I'm hopeful, though, because these women are pushing back.
But McAleeny says it's a big job. For example, about 15% of the Fortune 500 companies have a woman on the board.
If you come to Silicon Valley, the number drops to 7%. And we continue to have companies who have zero women in upper management. Apple, they have a management team of 12 individuals, and they are all men.
The absence of women at the top might be discouraging women from entering the field. Kristen Gill is the VP of Business Operations at Google, and she leads a Women at Google group.
In 2000... women made up 29% of the computer science degrees, but by 2009, that number had fallen to less than 21%.
To reverse that trend, Google's been trying to recruit and retain more women. It extended its maternity leave to 5 months and put more women on hiring committees. Gill says having more women in the workplace is about maintaining Google's competitive edge.
If you have a diverse workforce, you're going to be in a better position to come up with innovative solutions. And research shows this.
And innovation is what's made Google a leader, not just in tech, but in business. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first on the internet. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION.
I have to admit, at first, I just couldn't fathom the business model of a Texas startup called Outbox. A human comes by and picks up your snail mail and takes it away and scans it. A day or so later, you can read your own mail on your computer. It's just in Austin so far, but why would you pay $5 a month to get your mail twice? It all became clear when I spotted the Mount Kilimanjaro-sized pile of open mail sitting in my study, unfiled and threatening. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.